Thanks for listening to Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. A new study from AccuWeather warns of a trend of lower humidity, lower rainfall, and higher overall temperatures. Let's talk about it with AccuWeather climate expert and senior meteorologist Brett Anderson. Brett, thanks for your time this morning.
It's a pleasure to be here, Megan.
Well, first, when we talk about climate, that always brings up a lot of strong feelings. So what can you tell our listeners about the sources that you used for your study?
Well, we looked at our own database, basically in AccuWeather data suite, and we basically looked at 44 officially geographically dispersed weather stations across the entire country. And again, we get a lot of our data from actual observations across these different regions across the country. So it's actual observed data. It's cleaned up a bit to make sure it's because some of the stations that you get, there's errors, and so you have to clean that up a little bit. But it is all actual data, observed data, not computer-generated or anything like that. And so we looked at 44 different regions across the lower 48 states to come up with the answers to this study.
So let's break down each of these things. First off, temperatures. When I looked at kind of the range that you had in this study, it looks pretty similar to other studies I've seen.
Yeah, it's not that surprising, some of the things that came out of this in terms of temperatures. We've increased about a half a degree Fahrenheit per decade over the past 70 years, a steady increase, biggest increase we've seen certainly over the past 20 years or so. Dew point, which is basically the dew point temperature, is the temperature at which the relative humidity becomes 100% saturated and whatnot. Dew point temperature has increased a little bit per decade over the same period, though. Most of the increase occurred before 1995. It's been fairly steady after that. However, relative humidity remained fairly steady before 1995 throughout that time period. But after 1995, we noticed a decrease in relative humidity, an average relative humidity across the lower 48 states of about 5.3% during that time period, so, which is quite significant. So when you decrease the relative humidity, you're going to see most likely less rainfall in many areas, and that's what we're seeing. Average rainfall declined about 2.7% since 1995, or about 1% per decade during that. However, that's total average annual rainfall. The big key here is, though, the frequency of big rainfall events, which are greater than 4 inches in a short time period, maybe a day, those increased by 70%. So what we're seeing is less rainfall in general, total over the course of the year, but a big increase in these big rainfall events, these heavy flooding events. We're seeing more of that.
So basically that could trigger, I'm assuming, more problems when we get a whole lot of rain at once.
Yes, we all like to, we want to see normal. Normal is a good thing, but, you know, it's hard to get normal. But what we're seeing with this increase in these heavier rainfall amounts is, you know, it's a lot. It's causing, obviously, flooding. But in areas that need rainfall, when you get these big rainfall events, it's a lot of rain and all that, but a lot of it ends up getting washed away. It's just because obviously over the past 50, 60, 70 years or so, we have much more concrete out there. So a lot of this rain just gets run off, unfortunately. Also, heavy rainfall events cause a lot of erosion. It's not good for fields, crop yields. We like to see things spread out very nicely. So that's a big problem there when we get all the rain coming down at once.
When you look at this, how does this change how you do your modeling for future forecasts?
Yeah. Again, the temperature is a trend. Every model database you look at, temperatures are warming. That's pretty much a given. And obviously, with no change in greenhouse gas emissions, we're going to continue to warm up. That's pretty much well known at this point in time. It's how much are we going to warm up in the future, and that will depend on how much more greenhouse gas emissions we put out into the atmosphere. That's a big deal right there. What's interesting with our study here that we came up here was the decrease in relative humidity since the mid-1990s. And what we looked at was that the mid-1990s, something changed. It was some type of tipping point that we found. with temperature, with rainfall, with humidity. Something changed in the mid-1990s across the world and also the United States that something tipped. And unfortunately, when you reach a tipping point, things start tipping and it's hard to stop. And that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing an acceleration in temperatures. We're seeing acceleration of these extreme weather events going on, especially with rainfall. So that's the most interesting part with this study was the, again, the decrease in relative humidity. And again, the more increase in these heavy rainfall events. The other problem with this is the rain that does fall with higher temperatures, it evaporates more quickly as well. So that's also a bad thing for crop production. So temperatures are warming up. The rain that does fall, it evaporates more quickly. So we like to see things normal and spread out. But again, what's happening is, you know, you can see it's all across the world. We're seeing many more extreme events, especially with rainfall events and flooding.
Now, you mentioned those things. What about, so when we have less humidity and we have quicker evaporation, is that triggering some of the wildfires that we've seen across the country?
Great question. And that's very much true. Again, the much more drier conditions, especially in the western United States, the west has been warming up more quickly than the east, and it's drying out much more quickly. So lower relative humidity out west. Another issue is with the warming planet out west. We're seeing less dieback of devastating of insects, which cause a lot of damage to trees. So the combination of lowering humidity, drier conditions, damage from insects causing to trees and whatnot. So you're seeing more dead, dying trees. And with the lower humidity, the drier conditions, fires that do get started, they're going to be a lot larger, and we're seeing that trend certainly across much of Western Canada and the Western United States. Not necessarily more fires. Actually, we've seen less fires over the past 20 years, but of the fires we're seeing, they're trending much larger over the past 10 to 20 years or so across the United States and Canada. So big, devastating fires is the result. And when we have these bigger fires, we're seeing a lot more smoke going all the way into the eastern states, central and eastern states, causing air quality issues.
That is AccuWeather climate expert and senior meteorologist Brett Anderson. Brett, thank you so much.
You're welcome.